Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello, and welcome to and welcome back to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie, and I am so grateful that you have chosen to invest some of your time with me to be inspired, to be motivated, to be challenged, to be educated about resources that are out there, because awareness leads to choice. We have to be aware that something exists before we are able to choose. So tonight is about increasing your awareness about choices that you have in your life. I hope that you have listened to my interview from last week with the amazing Lynette Patterson. It was a powerful interview filled with many pieces of information and resources about nutrition and health. And she made a dynamic offer to anyone who had listened to that segment. So it's there in the archives. If you haven't listened to it yet, please take a few minutes and do that. It'll be a great investment in yourself and in your health. And I invite you to contact Lynette at mystrategiclifeplan.com. It's L-Y-N-E-T-T-E at mystrategiclifeplan.com. And I also want to invite you to share some of your ideas for show topics, or for guests to be interviewed here on Spark. We have some dynamic guests coming up as we're booking dates with some authors and inspirational speakers and coaches and, oh my goodness, a young woman who had an internship at a zoo this summer and wants to talk about an amazing fundraising project for that zoo. And so people from many walks of life, many ages, all with sparks to share with you. And so as you listen with that question, how can I use this, that open mind, or how can this help me in my life right now? And I do want to start with that idea about having choice, because Lynette brought that up last week, that was a turning point for her when she heard for the first time that she had some choices in her life, especially around the loss of her daughter. And she changed her life. She made some different choices. Did you know that today, September 23rd, marks 100 days remaining in the year 2009? So you can use this as a way to kickstart yourself to accomplish whatever it was you wanted this year. Excuse me, allergies. My regular listeners know, being in the Midwest in the fall, ragweed and all sorts of pollens are in the air. So I'm blessed with only mild allergies. And so let's see, where was I? Oh, we were talking about sparks. Oh, today being the mark of 100 days remaining in the year. And how are you going to end 2009, because today is the beginning of the rest of your life. This moment right now, it's a great place to start. And Gary Ryan Blair has a website called Start Fast, Finish Strong, and he offers a 100-day challenge program. It does have a fee, but there are some wonderful videos that you can watch, little clips and snippets in an MP3 called Success. Is it Success, Love, Speed that I listened to today, which was very powerful, about 5 minutes. And as Zig Ziglar commented about motivation being like a bath, because some people would say that, you know, just this motivation just runs out and I need another dose or another jolt. And He said, well, you know, motivation's like a bath. You need to have some daily, and or something like that. So this, what Gary Ryan Blair is doing with the 100-Day Challenge is filled with daily reinforcement, daily encouragement, daily challenge, daily support to keep you moving forward on those really big goals that you want to accomplish for 2009. Maybe it's a smaller goal. The question is, if you keep doing what you've been doing, will you get a different result? Now, if what you've been doing has gotten you the success you want, then will it keep getting you the success you want as the world changes? Maybe, maybe not. So who encourages and supports you on your quest to live your best life, to create the life of your dreams? Do you have a blog that you read regularly? I love Ralph Marston's greatday.com, greatday.com. It's a very fast read, Monday through Saturday. I try and read that at some point in my day. There's also, if you go to Ripple's Project, Paul Wesselman sends out a quick, you can read it in 60 seconds, message on Mondays. I look forward to the e-ripples that he sends out, ripples of kindness. Does some wonderful work there, and I'm hoping to have Paul on. We just don't have a date as yet to talk about the amazing work that he's done with Ripples, as well as Stone Soup seminars and some of the wonderful programs that he has to support people to take care of themselves as they take care of others. And who do you read? You know, whose books are you paying attention to? What music are you listening to? Because our minds are so powerful. That's why I'm a mind magician. Because when you know the tricks, you can help make your mind work for you instead of against you. When you know that what you become what you think about was what Earl Nightingale said. Oh, my gosh. It's over 50 years ago now, I think. And so what are you focusing on and what are you exposing yourself to every day? That was in one of the pieces I listened to by Gary Ryan Blair, that the law of exposure, he calls it. Earl Nightingale calls it, become what you think about all day long. And I talk about the reticular activating system, the RAS in your brain. It's like radar. And will look to make, find in the outside world what you're looking for, believing to be true inside. What are you paying attention to? Are you watching violence all day long? Are you listening to the terrible, horrible news? And is that what you're thinking about all day long? That's what you create, attract, whichever language you choose to use around that. But that's what your mind focuses on. So are you spending your time focusing on blessings and opportunities and beauty and joy and excellence and happiness and positive relationships? And there are, the situation in the world is what it is, as Byron Katie says. You can only argue with reality. If you argue with reality, you will only lose 100% of the time, says Byron Katie. And I highly recommend her website called thework.com to help you move past limiting beliefs. I posted a thought on both Twitter and LinkedIn today, get out of Facebook, about that your only limits are those you choose and believe and own. You choose to believe and own. So the good news is you can also choose to release those limiting beliefs and embrace possibilities. Doesn't that just feel good to think that, to know that? And I am honored, and I would love and absolutely adore the opportunity to help you work through those limiting beliefs using a number of different tools and resources. You've heard me talk about the passion test if you're a regular listener. If you're a new listener, the Passion Test is a powerful tool created by Chris and Janet Atwood, who were married once, are now best friends, who co-authored the Passion Test, which is an amazing decision-making strategy to help you gain clarity over what's most important in your life, your top five passions right now, and how to have more of those in your life. And it helps to have a certified facilitator go through that process with you. You can read the book and do the process in the book, or there's an online Passion Test Online tool available as well. If you go to my website, www.brainbonanza.com, that's BrainBonanza.com, you'll find a link to the Passion Test and information and resources. For those who are in the Cedar Rapids area, that's in Iowa, I will be teaching a class at through Kirkwood Community College there called What Do I Do Now, I think, the last Monday of October. And that's a group session with the Passion Test. You'll still deal with your own, getting clarity on your own passions, but it'll be a class environment. That's an option. Then there's also the option of having an individual facilitated one-on-one program with the Passion Test. And again, I would love it. I'd absolutely adore the chance to share this tool with you because it is life-changing. And if you right now are saying, I know I want to do something different, but I don't know what do I do now? What do I do next? This is a great tool to gain that clarity, and I highly recommend that. So again, if awareness leads to choice, and it's hard to choose what's out there, or how do you know what's hype and what's real? You know, the word of mouth referrals are powerful. What people you know, or you can read what people have said, and so that's why places like LinkedIn. com, and you're welcome to find me there if you look under Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E, last name Hoffner, H-O-F as in fish, a second F, N as in Nancy, E-R. You will find me on Facebook, and you'll also find me on LinkedIn. And on LinkedIn, you can read some testimonials about the Passion Test experience, and also on my website. But find someone you trust. Do some research, because you know there are some people right now who are out to make a buck, and that's really their prime drive, and that's okay for them. If you're looking for someone who cares about you as a person, comes from the heart, and is authentic, and you focus on connecting with a business or a person like that, you will find them. And you please ask questions, whether it's a coach, whether it's someone selling a program or a course. Send them an email. Talk to them on the phone. Get your questions answered, because there are multiple tools and resources that can meet your needs effectively. There is not one best cookie-cutter approach for everyone, because we're all different. We're all at different places on our life journey. We are all at different places of openness, at different places of experience in our professional lives, in our personal and spiritual lives. And so take advantage of the Internet opportunities to do some research or to talk to people that you respect and get their recommendations about great resources, great programs, good support. And then if you have that good experience or a not-so-good experience, share that, because your experience can help someone else. And we never know how what we say, what we do, could have an impact on someone thousands of miles away. Especially now with computer and internet satellite technologies. But even without that, you know, the smile that you give to a clerk in a store, or the smile that you give to a person you pass on the street, may ripple thousands of miles away into a positive experience. The fact that you, as you were driving, slowed down to let someone else pull out may have kept that person from an accident. Who knows? Andy Andrews has a new book called The Butterfly Effect. It's a short book at simpletruth.com. That's SimpleTruths. And it has stories about how what may seem like just one small act rippled in a very large way. And I'm very excited to share Simple Truths with you. I'm working on my own affiliate relationship with them because I own a number of their resources. They have short, 3-4 minute inspirational movies that you can watch on their website. They have the inspirational books and the books with the, that come with the DVD in some cases. Very, very powerful inspirational resources that Mac Anderson has developed. And on my grand goal, my markers actually for my passion test, is to have a book at Simple Truths. And it's probably going to be somewhere along the lines of mind magic. Because once you know the tricks and you practice the tricks, you become skilled at them. They still need practice from time to time, but they need to be at a conscious level. The more you use them, the more they become habit. And the more successful you become. For example, being able to reframe situations into language that supports you and empowers your brain because it's positive language that you can visualize. And Yvonne Oswald's book, now I'm going to draw a blank on the name of it. I'll double check it for you, or it'll come to me in the next few minutes. One of the main principles in the book that she uses is switch, the idea that our brains do not process not, and so we can use that to our advantage. Do not think of pink elephants. I've been training that idea for well over 20 years, that when you tell the brain not to think of something or not, you tell someone not to do something, the image is immediately there of whatever it is you did not want them to do. Now, you can use that to your advantage by, instead of saying what you don't want in the cases where it's negative, like do not run to a 2-year-old, you could say, please walk, or only walk. Or in the case where you say, I do not want to have an accident today, well, what do you want? Well, I want a safe trip, safe travels. That's what I want to focus on. That's the image I want. Safe driving, safe arrival, safe takeoff, safe landing, those types of things. And it also works when you're in a less than positive situation. To say that it's not positive right now, your brain will jump the knot to go, it is positive right now. That is such a powerful concept, and it is a key piece to mind magic, is to use your language. There are books called Change Your Language, Change Your Life, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. And it all comes around to those words and images that we create. And are they what we want? Or are they what we don't want? Because I have a client who is frustrated with the relationships in her life and the men who show up in her life who all seem so needy, need something from her and don't want to commit. And you may have run across this before as well, because what does she think about? What does she talk about? These same men with these same problems who don't want to commit, and because that's where her energy and her language is around, that's what keeps showing up. So her challenge is to focus on what she does want, or to say, this is not my ideal relationship right now, or I am not in my ideal relationship right now. As opposed to saying I'm in a relationship with someone who won't commit. And so it's powerful language as a key tool. So what do you have to support your language, your reframing of situations? And it can be challenging as you start to do it because it's something that you're not used to, not comfortable with right now. And so you may need to develop some triggers for yourself to catch yourself, to help you reframe your language. When I was working with the Upper Bound program at Luther College and the first Chicken Soup for the Soul book came out, and one of the stories in there was the I Can't funeral. And I was excited to use that with the staff and the students. And the challenge of removing the word can't from thought and language. And how much that shifted personal accountability to say, to eliminate can't as an option. Because so often when we say can't, we really don't mean can't. We mean choose not to, don't want to, will not. Because to say, I can't help you right now, is that really true? I could help you. I'm choosing not to help you right now. I'm choosing to spend this time with my son right now, maybe another time. A lot of times when we use the word can't, it puts us in that victim mindset rather than the in control mindset. That increases our stress whenever we perceive or think we have no control, as Dr. David Diamond says, we experience stress. So we can use the power of language to maintain some sense of control about our response, our thinking, our choices. And so we come back to choosing. And sometimes if we've forgotten that we have choice or we've been unaware that we have choice, it does help to have a coach or an accountability partner or a growth catalyst, whichever languaging a person might use, but someone with whom you can talk to, get support from, to call and say, here's my situation. How can I reframe this? I know there's got to be a better way to look at this situation. And I had a client, and she, oh my gosh, it's been a couple months since she's called me, but she said, I know there's a way to reframe this situation, and it was releasing a relationship in her life that was not healthy for her right now, and that was one of her passions, was to experience healthy relationships. And so we discussed it and some options around reframing that, because like many of us who are caregivers, who are a lot of women, and men too, who are caregivers, who take care of other people, often find that we put ourselves second or last at the expense of ourselves to try to care for other people. And sometimes we find we enable them so that they call us in crisis with the same crisis over and over. And there's really not a mutual gain, mutual benefit to the relationship. It's unhealthy. And so what she realized is if she released the relationship from her life, she could encourage him or release him to find the help that he truly needed. And that felt so much better to her. And what she really wanted for him was to get the help that he needed. Now, whether or not he chose to do that, that was indeed his choice. She could make her choice and feel good about her choice. And that's the part that can be a change. Especially some of the lessons we learn as kids to protect us, we need to unlearn and or relearn as we get older around taking care of ourselves and choosing to take care of ourselves so that we can take care of those we love, our family, our friends, so we can be the best. Are we bringing our best self home from work? Are we taking our best self to work? It's a great question that I get at a conference, and asking yourself in any situation, am I bringing my best self to this meeting? Am I bringing my best thoughts to the situation? And if not, what can I do to get my best self or be my best self? And sometimes it's just taking that pop out to greatday.com, because not only is there just a quick written blog type entry every day, but there are some recorded 2, 3, 4 minute music, images, and words. Right now is one of them that I really like. The wonder of it all. So they're inspirational. They shift your focus immediately from a negative to a positive state. To have positive emotions and have the chemistry in your brain and body shift. Very valuable. So when you say, I don't have time, and you continue running on the stress treadmill, are you helping yourself? Or would being able to take that visit, that mental trip, and sometimes it's just I'm going to the bathroom, in the privacy of the bathroom, because for some parents or at work, that's the one place you can get a few minutes of uninterrupted privacy, sometimes. But if you can visualize or visit a positive situation, and to think about the outcome you want, and if the language that you're using and the state that you're in is going to get you there. Because being in a negative emotional conversational state does not necessarily help you to get the outcome you want. If you want something that's happy, positive, productive. And so as I shared on several shows, when you have a situation with a child and you're getting frustrated and angry and you're communicating that way, the child's going to magnify and mirror back that frustration and anger to you. So the challenge is, if they're frustrated and angry, for you to stay calm and focused and on what the outcome is, because they will again mirror that. Most of the parents, however, when the kids are in those, they're frustrated for whatever reason or they're angry, then the parent mirrors back. And so what can you do as a parent or an adult in a situation to keep it positive, productive, calm? And there are some what I call mantras, phrases that I use often throughout the day. There's one I used this morning a number of times called, I can choose peace instead of this. Situation happened at work, and my initial reaction was a negative reaction, and so my choice was to stay in that negative state, which was unproductive. It was elevating my heart rate. I could feel the blood pressure going up, and the question is, was that helping me? Was I being my best self in that moment? The answer is no and no. So being able to breathe deeply, to focus on I can choose peace instead of this, as Wayne Dyer says, to re-language, I'm not happy right now. I'm excited about the future possibilities, whatever it took, to change my mental state. Got up, walked around, went to the bathroom, continued the deep breathing. So I can choose peace instead of this is a great reminder that, yes, when we're in a negative state, we can choose peace instead. Another phrase that I use, and again today, it's right place, right time, all the time. And if I truly believe that, which I do, and I remind myself I'm in the right place at the right time all the time. And if it's an unpleasant place right now, it's not pleasant right now, which is more powerful language, then it's the step to something better. Because I am in the right place at the right time all the time to create the best, to enjoy the best experience, the best life. It may not feel it at the moment. It's the step to the better. There's always something better coming. Always better. Always better. If you can say always better, I'm in the right place and the right time all the time. Another one that I used, and again, I used it today too, is to inhale blessings. Focus on the things that are positive in your life. And sometimes that's, I'm here and I'm breathing and I know there's something more for me to do. That's a blessing. And then exhale gratitude. I'm grateful for another opportunity to learn, to grow, to share, to support, to give, to contribute, to love, and to experience love, give and get love, and joy. So please, you're welcome to use those. Right place, right time, all the time. Use it if it works for you. That's a piece that I created, and you're welcome to use it. And of course, I appreciate credit and acknowledgement for that. Same thing with inhale blessings and exhale gratitude. It's a strategy that I share in my Be the Zebra seminars on choosing your stress. The power of choice is extremely, extremely powerful. And we need to remember that we do have choice. And if our language can reflect that I choose to rather than I have to, I am blessed with the opportunity to rather than I've got to. The energy is different. Our emotional state is different. What our brain is exposed to is different. What are you thinking about all day? I'm thinking about all the blessings, opportunities I'm grateful for. Or are you focusing on the problems, the challenges, the obstacles, the hassles? So at least once a day, as a start, either first thing in the morning or before you go to bed, and then build it in throughout your day to just take a quick blessings break, gratitude break, positive state change break, a brain break. You can call it all sorts of things. But you should say, and give yourself permission to energize yourself that way. And to find that accountability partner, that coach, that resource person that you can contact to help give you that quick boost, that quick reframe, some options of other ways to look at things. Because we all have a slightly different perspective because we have slightly different life experience. And we can bring that into our conversations together. So lots of ideas around the idea of awareness leads to choice. Reminders about having choice, some great websites and resources. Oh, Yvonne Oswald's book, the title, Every Word Has Power. And see, sometimes when we get frustrated and we can't remember things and we go through all this negative self-talk about memory stuff, well, we create more hassle and more problem with trying to remember. And if you notice earlier, I said, I'll remember it in a few minutes, most likely, and I'll share it with you then. And then I went on talking about some other things. My brain continued to search, and lo and behold, there it is. I thought, Yvonne Oswald's book and the title is right there. So if you have faith and allow your brain to do the work, now there are some other strategies around memory. The class I'm offering again for those people in the Cedar Rapids, Iowa area, I'll be another class at Kirkwood Community College. It's Kirkwood, KIRKWOOD.edu. And you can do a search on Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E, Hoffner, H-O-F-F-N-E-R, and you will find me in the courses that I offer there. So what will you do this week in order to take an action on something that you heard? What will you try? What action will you take? What strategy will you use for the first time? And give it a try for a few days to a week before you decide whether or not it works. Give yourself permission to play with it and to realize that, like anything new, it might feel strange and weird and uncomfortable at first as you adjust, as you use it. But give yourself that permission to do that and to try it and have fun. And so as we're wrapping up and coming to a close, what questions come to mind You could email me with questions at brainbonanza@gmail.com. Or you can contact me tonight with questions at 347-215-8390. If you're listening live, for those of you who listen to the recordings via MP3s later, who can contact me via email at brainbonanza@gmail.com, and I'm happy to follow up with you. Just let me know where you heard me or you heard the information, whether it was a seminar or here on Spark, and I'm happy to get back to you. And also share your successes. Let me know what you tried that worked for you, or what you tried and maybe had a challenge with. I might be able to offer some other possibilities to consider, some other sparks to consider. But the important thing is to try. Give it that first attempt to take a risk of getting out of the box, moving through the comfortable. Because that's how we grow. Usually when things change, there's an excitement. Not always. A fun one, not always a pleasant one. So we have about 8 minutes remaining. So if you're on the call live and you'd like to chat about something, either for which you don't think you have a choice or about a strategy that you've used before, please give us a call, 347-215-8390. We'd love to hear from you. Or pop into the chat room. For those of you who are in the chat room, feel free to send a question, a comment. And so let's talk about some other ways that we can use mind magic, things that we can do to increase our awareness of our choices. And I've mentioned community college. Have you checked out the continuing education courses offered in an area near you? Have you looked online for either free teleseminars, free webinars? Do you belong to groups? I know that you can do Yahoo groups at yahoo.com. LinkedIn.com has different groups. That's the professional site. Facebook has different groups and fan pages. So lots of ways to connect with people. Blogs. You can do blog searches at Google to just find out blogs around topics of interest to you, whether it's parenting, spiritual growth, whatever the topic. There's probably someone out there who's sharing ideas and collaborating and growing together. Someone who's faced what you're facing, who's on the other side, and can offer a perspective about how you might want to look at it now from where you are. So multiple opportunities, multiple resources, many possibilities. So what are you doing to take care of yourself? Your health, your nutrition. You can listen to past segments. I mentioned Lynette Patterson, who's a strategic life coach, about nutrition. I attended a lunch and learn session yesterday. Dr. Abby learned about surge exercise. Excited to start doing that. I have started doing that. It's 20 seconds of intense at your highest exercise level to get your target heart rate in 20 seconds. And then 20 seconds of rest, and then 20 seconds of surge. Your heart is then 20 seconds of rest, 20 seconds of surge, 20 seconds of rest, and then a 3-minute break. And that exercise can be whatever you are doing to get your heart rate up. And it's powerful. And I have arthritis for my knees. Let me rephrase that. I'm working on relanguaging that. My knees are not healthy right now. And so I'm careful about what I do. And I encourage you to do the same.
to explore what works for you. It's different for everyone. And so many people give up. You know, I tried this, I tried that, doesn't work. Sometimes it's just keep looking. Find one more thing that might work for you. You can choose something different. That's the exciting part, is that you do have the choice. And there are resources there that can support you to create the life you desire and deserve. There are webinars, teleseminars. You can learn from your home, through your computer, through your telephone. Some are free, some are low cost, some are higher cost. There's so many resources out there. And you can find those resources to create the life you desire. And I thank you for choosing Spark among those to find new websites, new options, new tools, new articles, new strategies, and sometimes just play on some inspiration and somebody to say, yeah, you go, you can do it, because you can. Because you can choose your limits. Or you can choose to release them and embrace possibilities. I invite you the next week, embrace the possibilities in your life. Take the 100-day challenge, whether you participate with Gary Ryan Blair at startfastfinishstrong.com or you just make a personal commitment and invite an accountability partner with you to say, what is it we want to accomplish in our last 100 days? Is it recommitting to exercise, nutrition, job success, paying down debt, improved relationships? What do you want to commit to in your 100 days remaining in 2009? Because the days will go by, the clock will tick. And if you want a different result, you need to choose a different action. And yes, you can. I believe you can. And I know there are other people in your life who also believe you can. So give yourself a chance. Give yourself a choice. Create that life you desire and deserve. Check out some of the websites we've talked about tonight, some of the books that are out there. And I dare you. I dare you to make the most of the last 100 days of 2009. I dare you to choose to create the life you desire and deserve, to choose a different behavior, to create a different result, to choose different language, different thoughts, different relationships, different job, different opportunities, different people. But remember, always, always, you have the power of choice. You always, always can choose what you think, how you respond, that you always have that power of choice. And sometimes there may be medical reasons that we need to seek help for, and we have the choice. Very rarely are we in a medical situation for which we are unable to make a choice. For most of us, most of the time, we have the power to choose. So I challenge you this week, take the power of choice. Take the awareness of what you've learned, what you've gained, and make bold choices this week. Make life-supporting, life-enhancing choices for yourself and for those you care about this week, the next 7 days, even the next 5 minutes. Start there. Make a healthy choice, a positive choice in the next 5 minutes, and then the next, and then the next. Small steps make an amazing difference, and every journey starts with the first step. Thanks so much for being here. I so appreciate you. And please, share Spark with those that you care about who might benefit from the resources that we share. Thank you for coming back and checking out future shows and future guests, and for your suggestions on who we could share with in their experience, their resources, their lessons, because we all grow when we learn from one another. So in the week ahead, be open to opportunities. Change what you focus on. Change your language. Create an amazing, amazing week. And until next time, go forward in life with a twinkle in your eye and a smile on your face, but with great and strong purpose in your heart. Love life and look for its opportunities. That's a quote from Gordon B. Hinckley. Thanks for being a blessing in my life. Until next time, Stay safe and create the life you desire and deserve.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.